The Trump administration plans to bar people from Nigeria from applying for immigrant visas. It cites security concerns. There are already hundreds of thousands of Nigerians in the United States, and some of them are very worried about this development. Carmel Deshaud of member station WAMU has the story.
At a church in suburban Maryland, many of the 2,000 members are from Nigeria. In his busy office after a recent service, Pastor Bayo Adeyukuno says the latest travel ban took his congregation by surprise.
They are wondering, what did we do wrong? I don't know why the president took that decision. I'm still in the root shock.
The Trump administration widened its travel ban late last week to include six more countries. Nigeria, Eritrea, Sudan, Tanzania, Kyrgyzstan, and Myanmar, also known as Burma. Unlike previous iterations, this travel ban doesn't apply to refugees, students, or tourists. But it does prevent people from Nigeria from being able to immigrate to the U.S. permanently. Adeyukuno says Nigerians in the U.S. are worried that family members who've applied for visas won't be allowed in.
They're wondering, will that affect their filing? Will their wives or husband be able to come here with their fiancé?
The White House says the countries on the travel ban aren't complying with U.S. security requirements for passports and information sharing. Churchgoer Akinbode Ekinmutimi says he understands the need to protect the security of America. The 42-year-old is a cybersecurity analyst, but he doesn't agree with how it's being done.
They should make sure they vet people from coming to the United States, but putting the entire ban on a country, I don't think is proper.
Akinmutimi and other churchgoers say Nigerians contribute a lot to American society and the economy. Studies show first and second generation Nigerians are typically more educated and more likely to hold professional jobs than the general U.S. population.
This is an immigrant country. Either we like it or not, we should think of the bigger picture, not just restricting some people from coming here.
Several miles away, prayers are recited at a modest brick mosque as dozens gather inside the main prayer hall.
Innocent people are caught in the middle of this.
Kudrat Kalatowo has been in the U.S. for 50 years. She believes the new travel ban targets certain African countries for a reason.
We know that Trump don't like Muslims, and he should take that out of his mind. We contribute a lot to this country.
Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, and Eritrea, all part of the latest travel ban, have large Muslim populations. Another congregant, Rafiu Aremu, also thinks there's more to the travel ban than protecting national security.
When you are making a targeted immigration restriction on certain countries, I think there's an undertone to that.
Aremu has been in the U.S. for more than 20 years.
Is the government trying to reduce the racial integration of African American in the states? These are fundamental questions.
Many of the Nigerians I spoke with had questions about how the travel ban might affect them. The Nigerian American Lawyers Association plans to hold a seminar for residents in the greater Washington, D.C. area to answer some of those questions this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Carmel Dalshad.